So really, your success as a contract miner would depend to some degree on your relationship with the Nipper.
Oh, I'd say, yeah, because, you know, if you got a dull axe and you're trying to frame a piece of timber and the axe is as round as your fist, then it's not going to cut much. So, you know, of course, he can make things tough for you, you know. He could tell you, go to the boss, or if he's a good miner, he gets a lot of one of the lead men. Why, he goes to the foreman and say, look, I'm not getting any tools, and then you're not there no more. So you have to kind of, as you call it, you have to steal a lot. Yeah. To be a good Nipper, you had to be a good thief. Huh. And you cached all your private stuff. All your new axes, you put in a special place where nobody knew they were at. And when you got new hoses, you put them in a special place for your good miners. And certain steels are kind of hard, you know. If you don't have a starter steel for the miner, he can't start to drill because he can't start with a big long. Mm. And it's important that you have, you know, things like that, and you have to cache some of them because sometimes they break into your locker. So you have a supply of axes and picks stashed someplace else.